You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm Kirsten Kendrick with KNKX News. The proposal to ban thin plastic bags at retail establishments statewide is scheduled for a committee vote on Tuesday. Most of the controversy now has to do with whether there should be a required fee for the paper or thicker plastic bags that customers will be offered instead. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
In the House Environment and Energy Committee this week, there was little debate about the harm thin plastics do to marine life and recycling equipment. But Sean O'Sullivan was among a handful of opponents to the current bill. He represents the Association of Western Pulp and Paper Workers Union, which is worried about their jobs if there's a new charge for paper bags.
We like the bill, but the one part we don't like and we like to have amended is to take that 8 cents out.
Proponents of the bill say a fee is needed to incentivize customers to bring their own bags and to help retailers cover the new costs. Cutting the fee would likely result in higher grocery prices. And Holly Chiesa with the Northwest Grocers Association says their data from Washington communities that already have bag bans in place shows the fees result in a need for more paper bags, not fewer.
We are proud to purchase them here by our local manufacturers. We support that industry. We want their product in our stores.
She says her association has advocated for tax reform to support the pulp and paper industry, which is down to 4 mills statewide. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.